Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. When I was growing up in the denomination I was, that's the last thing I would have said in my life. I'm holy. Because I would go by what I do and how I live, determined if I'm holy or not. You see, when a person receives Jesus Christ, you go from sinner to saint. The devil still wants you to think you're unholy and you're still unrighteous and you're a sinner. Because, I mean, you look at it this way, and I've told you this before. What does a fish do? He swims. Why? Because he's a fish. What does a bird do? He flies. Why? Because he's a bird. What does a sinner do? Why? Because he's a sinner. The devil wants you to believe you're a sinner. What does an unholy man do? Unholy things. He doesn't want you to think of yourself as righteous or as holy. He wants you to say, well, the work that Jesus did on the cross was not enough. You need some more. And then he'll even spin the lie that when you die, in the sweet by and by, you'll be all that you were meant to be. In other words, Jesus couldn't do it without death. And death was brought in through the curse from the devil. So you're saying Jesus needed the work of the devil to complete his work. You better watch how you think. You better watch how you think. You better know who you are in Christ. There's been too much identity theft. There's too much. It's rampant. You know, when you see things happen in the natural realm, things like that are taking place in the spiritual realm. That's warnings from God and you're revealing things. Do you understand that? And so what happens is the identity theft, when someone steals your identity, what happens? He's able to get into your finances. He's able to do whatever he wants to in your life. He's able to assume your identity. And now all of a sudden you find you've been carted off to jail for something you didn't do. Well, the devil does the same thing with you. Well, how does he do that? By telling you you're a sinner. And you don't know who you are. You agree, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, you're not a sinner saved by grace. You're a saint saved by grace. If you're a sinner, get saved. Come on. Am I right? Right, Pastor? And so now, watch this. How else does he steal my identity? I'm getting flu. I'm sick. Right? And then you word it out of your mouth. You feel symptoms. You say, flu's coming on me. You don't know your identity. You're the healed in Christ. You see, you're no longer in the curse. And I'm going to do a teaching real soon on finances to show you we're not operating under the curse anymore. Amen. Too many people go to their job, hate their job, operating under the curse when you're supposed to be operating under the blessing. And that's why they're not making it in life. Christians galore. Amen. And I've got a teaching I've been developing, and I'm going to do it now. In the next couple of weeks. Amen. It's going to change the way you see life. Amen. But if you have been one of those people that say, I'm broke. Well, then what about the fact that he became poor, that you could be rich? Yes. 2 Corinthians 8:9. And all the scriptures. It says in those words, he became poor so you can become rich. That's right. Oh, but that's not talking about money. It's talking about money. People will argue. They will fight you to stay poor. They will fight you to stay sick. Well, God's not healing everybody today. Well, be sick. Your decision. I guess God's not saving everybody either. They come to him and he's just turning those away as well. You're probably not saved. You've got to watch out. I'm telling you now, we've got to get faith for what God's done for our lives. It's bigger than anything you can possibly imagine. The greatest miracle was when he hung on the cross and he took you with him. But you've got to accept it. You've got to receive it. You've got to believe it. For by faith are you saved through grace. By faith you're saved through grace, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift from God. It's a gift. So many people have the gift in front of them and they refuse the gift. It's like Christmas time comes and I give you a nice present. You have a present. You say, no, thanks, I don't want it. That's what's happening with Jesus. He has the cross. I've taken your sin, your punishment, your sickness, your judgment, your poverty, everything. It's free. Take it. No, I don't want it. Or I'll just take salvation, but, you know, let me keep sickness. The enemy, John 10:10, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. More abundantly. Those are the perks that come with serving Jesus. Healing, prosperity, peace of mind, joy, good sleep, stress-free. Stress-free. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares. Cast. Have you seen a guy fishing? When I used to fish many years ago back in South Africa, I didn't like fly fishing because I couldn't catch the flies. So I'd rather fish for fish. I went fishing. Okay, you'll get that when I leave. But anyway. And so what happened was I would take the rod and we were at a big lake. I didn't want it to land over here. I was trying to outdo everybody fishing with me. We'd have this rod with a reel with a weight on the back of this thing and a 2.5 pound sinker. And you'd like one, and you would. Chest would come out. Well, God says, cast your cares upon him. That's what it means. Get it off you. Put it on him. He's taken it. Come on. I used to catch fish, but I used to knock them out when the thing landed. I never got them on the hook. They'd float. Okay, that's a joke. Now, listen. It's okay to laugh in church. I'd much rather laugh in here than in a bar. Because you're laughing in the bar and you have one for the road and one for the gutter. Remember, one more for the road, but that one's for the gutter. You get in your car and you cause a major mayhem accident, right? And now all of a sudden your laughter's turned to mourning. Drink of the new wine. It's free and there ain't no hangover. And you don't have to look behind you to see if the cops are following you. Well, mind you, get into that stage now where you might have to. So he says, he's made us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Redemption means ransomed in full. The full price is paid. The penalty has been paid. Completely deliverance to redeem one by paying the price. You see, we were held captive. We were kidnapped, so to speak. And have you ever seen these guys that kidnap someone and then they demand $2 million, depending on the status of your family, determine the size of the ransom they want, right? There was a ransom held over our head that we couldn't pay. No one on the planet could pay that ransom. Money couldn't do it. All the gold on the planet couldn't do it. Nothing could pay the ransom. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. Only the blood. And he purchased us. The Bible says we are not our own. We belong to Christ. He bought us. At a price. That price was, you saw, it was an excruciating price. Separated from the Father, faced off the devil, hung on a cross, took the whipping on his back, beat up beyond recognition. He paid the price, the full price, total price. I have been ransomed. The whole ransom note was nailed to the cross. 2 Colossians 2:14 says these things. Listen, he says this in his word, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, and took it out of the way and nailed it to his cross. Every debt that we owed, every sin, every sickness, every fear, every doubt was stuck on that cross. Boom! Took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. He paid 100%. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing left out. You understand that, Brian? When you say shalom to a Jewish man, it means nothing missing, nothing broken. Shalom. He paid it all. He didn't leave his sickness out. He's not coming back next month and get a whipping on his back for some kind of Congo flu. Who knows? You may get a golf flu. I don't know. I've seen a golf club fly. Really, he's not coming back. Oh, I forgot that sin. That's a new one. Oh, dude, that's a new sin. I never knew that was coming. I didn't have a clue that you could do that. How did you do that? You're a contortionist. That's amazing. Let me come back and get myself stabbed again and get some more nails in my hands and feet. Oh, I forgot there's a financial crisis coming. Hock the pearly gates, put some angels off, and let me go back down there and just hang around a while longer and pour some more blood out. No, he paid everything 100% in full. You don't owe the devil one thing. Legally, he cannot bind you in sickness. Legally, he cannot steal your money. Legally, he cannot steal your peace and your joy. He has no legal right to you, not another day. And this was settled in the Supreme Court. Really? Yeah. This is the God we serve. This is the God we love. This is the one who loved us to death. He loved us to death. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? We've got to get this. Listen, God didn't just do some little thing. Now I've got to carry on with my life like normal. No, there's nothing normal about you. Nothing normal. There is nothing normal about a child of God. There is nothing normal. There's nothing natural in you. It's all supernatural now. Everything. He took your natural, he put his super on it. Boom, there you are. Really? We have to get to this place where we see the full effect of what Jesus Christ did for us. No one else could have done it. Nothing else could have done it. There was only one payment and only one person who could pay it. That's why he came as a man. Can you say amen? Man, I've got so much to tell you. What else changed? I've got all the blessings, but who's going to even start? Now, listen, you can choose to walk under the curse or you can choose to walk in the blessing. And I'm going to give one analogy that I use sometimes. Many of you have heard it, but in case you haven't, just so you, because people need to be free. You know what Jesus went through? He should get a reward for his suffering. And I want to reward him by walking in health and prosperity and peace and joy. Lord, here's another reward. You did this for me. I accept it. Boom. And now operate it and walk in it. And God's now happy that you're taking full use of what he did for you. Amen. Amen. I mean, how would it be? You got a child and they want some food and you got all the money in the world, but they starve to death. No. All I have is yours. The Bible says we're joint heirs together with Christ. Right? Listen, the Bible says in Psalm 37:25, says these words, that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And then Galatians 4:7 says, you're no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. We're joint heirs together with Christ. So we've got to take all the blessings he's bestowed and given to us. It's a free gift. Show him that you're grateful. Say, sure, I'll walk in peace. Sure, I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to walk in love.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie. Thank you for joining us today. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us, just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility. We will hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You'll learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you'll see miracle signs and wonders take place. You will experience healing, and you'll also learn how to lay hands and get other people that you love healed. Don't put up with the curse of sickness in your life any longer. Learn to fight the good fight of faith, and you will be delivered. All are welcomed, and there is no charge.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.